嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴们，早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语培养成。今天这节目当中呢，我们将会一起来学习一段来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集的英文台词。那么首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
So you can stop feeling all smug and superior that he kept that thing.
So you can stop feeling all smug and superior that he kept that thing. 所以他就算留了你的照片，你也可以不用再沾沾自喜，感到优越了。So you can stop feeling all smug and superior that he kept that thing. So you can stop feeling all smug and superior.That he kept that thing. 那么在今天这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 stop, feeling, 我们放在一起呢，可以有一个不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 stop feeling, stop feeling. 而当 and superior, 这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起可以有一个不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 and superior, and superior.That he, 这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起可以有一个不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 that he, that he. 当 kept 这个单词出现的时候呢，我们说它末尾呢存在一个失去爆破的处理，而在后面呢再加上 that, 以及再加上 thing, 又会出现两处不完全爆破的处理。所以呢，这样的三个单词 kept, that, thing, 放在一起呢，我们可以读成。Kept that thing. Kept that thing.
Did you hear the big news?
The big news?
Carl and I are back together.
What?
And I know that he stayed at your place last night, which leads me to why I'm here. There's some stuff that I have to say, and it's not going to be pleasant.
Edie,
Whatever it was that you said to him really helped.He showed up with flowers and he apologized for everything. So, thank you.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I'm not going to say it again. It hurt my teeth the first time.
No, Edie, I mean, this is so unexpected on so many levels. I don't know what to say.
Then say nothing. Oh, and here, it's the photo of you I found in our bed. I know he told you about it.
Why are you giving it to me?
Look, I appreciate whatever it was that you did last night, but it's still important for you to understand that I won.
You won?
Yeah. Whatever little hold you had on Carl is officially over. So you can stop feeling all smug and superior that he kept that thing.
Believe me, I don't feel superior.
Good, because you shouldn't. He made his choice.And it's not you.
You're right. He made his choice.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下形容词 smug, S-M-U-G, 这样一个单词的用法。那么首先呢，先来看一下对应的英文解释。Too pleased or satisfied about something you have achieved,or something you know. 所以呢，这样一个形容词 smug 可以理解成为沾沾自喜的、自鸣得意的，哎，这样的意思。下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个， She deserved her promotion, but I wish she wasn't so damn smug about it. 她应该被提拔，但是我真希望她别那么沾沾自喜、得意洋洋的。She deserved her promotion.But I wish she wasn't so damn smug about it. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。There was a hint of smug self-satisfaction in her voice. 她的言语中流露出一丝自鸣得意。There was a hint of smug self-satisfaction in her voice. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。He's been unbearably smug since he gave up smoking. 他戒烟之后，那个得意劲儿简直让人难以忍受。He's been unbearably smug since he gave up smoking. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。 I don't like that smug little man.
我不喜欢那个自以为是的小个子男人。
I don't like that smug little man.
那么在今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。
What are you looking so smug about? What are you looking so smug about?
这样一个句子你是如何去理解的？又打算怎样去做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的、积极的留言。那么本期节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦。See you.